Okay, Deacon Thomas, when we spoke last, you talked about a community festival that was going to take place, mm-hmm. which would hopefully foster more African-American Latino contact. Mm-hmm. Is there anything more that you want to say about that?
Well, that will take place this coming Saturday, which is April the 3rd. From 11:33, we're in touch with the community, Hispanic community. And as it stands now, you know, the response is very well. They will be there, I'm sure. Hopefully, Hispanic and others, whosoever will in the community, will mingle and have a conversation, communicate, and get to know each other. And once you get to know each other through an open line of communication, it should bring people a little closer together, you know, mm-hmm. with a better understanding of each other. I know the kids, it's not going to be any problem with them, because mm-hmm. children, they seem to have a way of playing and mixing up with each other, so I'm sure they're not going to have any problem at all, you know. But we've done it before. This will be the third one we've had. Mm-hmm. And before, it was very successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What tangible results came from the other two festivals that you could see in regards to contact of mm-hmm. different cultures?
Well, such thing as we've had two community cleanups within the last year, mm-hmm. in which we was in their area too. And the response, the way they, after they found, you know, we was in touch with them, and they came out and helped load the trucks and helped do whatever need to be done, you know. And it was a matter of working together. We're looking forward to having some come and be a part of the community garden. We will offer them a spot in the garden to plant whatever they want.
Where's the community garden located?
Juniper Street, between Hyde Park and Calvin. It's right down the hill from Greater St. Paul Baptist Church.
And is that part of the Wheat and Seed program, or is this
no.
something else?
No, this is strictly Albright Association Community Garden. But so we, you know, let them know that they're welcome to be a part of it. As a matter of fact, we want them to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there anything in the years of your interacting with the Latino population, is there anything that you particularly like or dislike about sort of these new neighbors?
Not. I don't have any dislikes, mm-hmm. but I do have a few minor concerns with some around the house, mm-hmm. the way things is. And I think it's a lack of communicating with them. My understanding, I do not know. I've never been to Mexico or a place like that, but my understanding from what I'm told that depending on whatever, you know, you come from, a lot of people, they have a different lifestyle mm-hmm. when it comes to just being very negligent around the house.
Could you give an example?
You know, a lot of debris, mm-hmm. Just whatever you decide to put out around your house is out there, you know. And it don't make it look nice at all, you know. I'm talking about appearance-wise. Mm-hmm. But hopefully, I'm talking with a couple other people, Hispanics, and that's going to work with us with this project, that, you know, they'll kind of get the message that, you know, we want to try to keep our community clean and looking decent, you know, and we need their help to do this.
Mm-hmm. Do you have an idea about how many Latinos live in this neighborhood?
In the Albright community, I couldn't count them, but there's few thousand of them, I'm sure, from the way it looked, you know. And they still, it seemed though it continued to grow and increase. But there's lots of them. There's lots in Durham, period. But I'm dealing with Albright right now, you know. There's quite a few of them right now.
And how would you characterize just the relationship of the Albright community to the Latino community as a whole? And has this changed or over time, or has it?
It's changed to a certain degree. You know, some houses was in better shape. A lot of houses went to rental property. And a lot of Hispanics, they moved into this rental property. And as a result of it, I don't know who's to blame for it, but it seemed though a lot of the owners or rentals, they don't do too good a job of making sure the property's kept up. Mm-hmm. And so it makes a very bad appearance in a lot of areas, you know, appearance-wise. But other than that, I find them to be people, I mean, they're no problem because from all I see and observe with them, they kind of stick together. They tend to their business. I don't know of them bothering anyone, you know. There was a little problem here and there whereby their homes was being invaded. And I think that's cleared up now. The policemen, they did a excellent job of tracking down something that was involved with this. And but the last 2 or 3 months, I've not heard any more about that, you know.
Do you know if these invasions were by people in the community, or do you think they were outside of Albright?
No, I don't know. They was not Albright. And I don't know how many houses was affected in the Albright community. I'm told of two, but I know other areas it did happen. And no, they was not resident of Albright. But my understanding, it was one of those things whereby a lot of people is aware of the fact that they keep money in the house, don't trust the banks, but they have their reasons, you know. They don't trust policemen. I don't know how much they trust us, you know. I can imagine a certain amount of distrust there, you know.
That's still there.
Well, I mean, you know, I really don't see it, but when you come in a strange country and you're working and trying to do something to better your condition, and then the news gets out that somebody broke in your house and someone kicked your door in and came in with guns, took your money and things of this nature, then you do begin wondering, who do I trust, you know? How can I sleep at peace at night because I don't know when somebody's going to kick my door in? Those kind of things. But like I say, I don't hear of these things now like I did one time, so I think it's calmed down quite a bit.
Okay, last question concerning that. You mentioned this distrust that you felt might sort of be lingering in the Latino community. Do you sense that Latino and African Americans share common ends, common goals? And if so, what's a good way of trying to accomplish that?
To create a relationship. And I don't have the answers. I really don't know how you do this. What we are doing now, we just experimenting different things, you know, such as this coming weekend with the cookout, the Easter egg hunt. And I'm looking for lots of those to attend it. But as far as the common goals, I don't know. I mean, I really don't know that much about them. I've heard different things about them. But from what I see and observe, they like to kind of stay to themselves, you know. I don't see where they really break their neck trying to intermingle with others. They're smart, as far as I can see, you know. They're hard-working people. And I don't know. I think if you really boil it down, I think most races kind of have a thing whereby they feel more comfortable among them their own. And I'm going back to the days of New York when I was working with these different nationalities of people. I mean, the Italians, they would usually, lunchtime, had an hour for lunch. A lot of them brought their lunch with them. Some would, restaurants all around the place, would order in advance. Some would run out and get sandwich and thing, but they would sit around in this huge monster factory. And Italians usually be with Italians. The Puerto Ricans usually hang with the Puerto Ricans. The blacks, they had things over there that they're talking about, you know, this kind of thing. So I think it's a human thing that people just feel more comfortable talking and dealing with people that they share something in common with. So I have no problem with that, you know. Because me, I talk to all of them. I mean, I had to because I was a company foreman, you know. So, you know, I had no problem with anything. I go to one and whatever it was, you know. Talk in general, talk about the job, talk about the work, whatever I need to talk about. But I'm talking about in general as a whole, as I observe these things through the years, people is not all that good about intermingling with other people. And I say that because it's not a black-white thing. I think it's a people thing, you know.
Okay. But would you say you're optimistic about sort of fostering better relations between the two races?
Well, yeah. Okay. I see it coming to pass whereby we will be able to live in the same community. We'll be able to probably do some things together. But when it comes to just say that buddy-buddy system, I don't see that, you know. It's very possible it might happen. But going back again, my experience of being around the different nationality of people, you know. It's hard to find that buddy-buddy system once in a while. You'll find it, but it's rare, you know. Myself and a couple of Italians, we would be out together sometime, you know, at a bar or something like that. Sometime I'd be with the Africa fellows, the West Indian fellows, you know. But in general, just say we're buddy-buddy. Nah, we was not buddy-buddy. We was work associates, you know, that kind of thing, you know. And it's just the way I see people, you know. I look at all this fighting going on now. I'm kind of puzzled trying to figure what are they really fighting about, why America and over there dropping all these bombs and stuff, you know, in these other countries. But what I'm saying, everyone have their culture, everyone have their thing. And some of the things that I see, that I read about, to me, just don't make sense, you know. I mean, if they fighting over a piece of land because this group say this is their land, somebody else say, well, your land stops here. If you cross over here, I'm going to blow you up, you know. I mean, is it worth it? You know? Give them the land, you know, big deal. It's plenty for everybody. So what I'm saying, to make it short, people in general just have major problems. And I don't think no one really, you know, racial-wise, have that kind of real, sure enough, close relationship with another nationality of people. And this country, as I say, is a good example. This country, America, there's many other countries that despise American. Mm-hmm. You know, American is not loved by all the other countries throughout the world. A lot of these other countries, what they do, they use American for their self agenda. You know, they decide they need some billions of dollars and they'll come over and end up conning money out of American, and we're the good Samaritan, we just give it to them. You know, my tax money, nobody asks me nothing. You know, they just take my tax money. Just, okay, who's this guy came over this time? And I think he was the head guy of Russia. What's this guy's name? He's sick now. I can't think his name.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the money American is poured into that country and stuff. You think they in love with us? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, that's people, you know. Everybody has their set agenda. I don't have an agenda. Mine is open. Mm-hmm. I accept people as people.
Okay, well, on that note, I would like to thank you on behalf of the Southern Oral History Program for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with me. Is there anything, any last thoughts that you wanted to add?
No, I hope, you know, I say something to do some kind of good in there. I don't even know what all I say to
few things.
But anyway, you know, that's just the way I see people as people. And I know everyone has their thing, you know. I know the white man has his thing. But hey, I know a lot of black people that have their thing, too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, my storage place out in the back has been broken in 3 times within the last 2 years. It was not a white man, a white boy that broke in. You see what I'm saying? So that's where I am. And I've seen the same thing among the white race. You wouldn't believe this. This is gonna blow your mind. I've known this to happen, especially in my earlier days, right here in Durham. You had the Caucasians that was like a little wealthy, had money, nice home, and you know, the name stood out front. And in Brookstown, where I grew up, right around Brookstown was a Caucasians live. And they was poor. The have-nots. I know for a fact, the wealthy ones that had, they considered them as white trash. You ever heard that word before? Yeah. So what I'm saying, it's people, you know? And so it's not one race. Depends on what yields, what you have, that type of thing, you know. And people is a problem, you know. If you pay them any mind, they'll drive you crazy. Like I think you probably had a little experience of that not long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, again, thank you very much.
Okay.